This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Some German districts will not use the COVID-19 vaccine received over the weekend on the suspicion the cold chain could have been interrupted during its delivery, a district administrator told Reuters TV. The Lichtenfels district administrator told Reuters TV, quote, there were doubts as to whether the cold chain was maintained at all times, end quote. BioNTech commented and said that the vaccine was probably okay, but probably okay is not enough, end quote, he said, adding that the shots would not be used to prevent damage to the public's trust in the vaccination campaign. U.S. authorities have identified a man they say blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in Nashville, Tennessee. DNA testing showed the remains of 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner were present in the wreckage. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and sent three people to the hospital with what police said were non-critical injuries. The trial in China of a group of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists who tried to escape the city for sanctuary in Taiwan opened Monday. This as the United States urged the immediate release of dissidents, it says, quote, fled tyranny, end quote. 10 of the so-called Hong Kong 12 were in court facing charges linked to an illegal border crossing. Chinese authorities took them into custody after the speedboat they used to escape was intercepted in August. China expressed anger Monday after U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law measures to further bolster support for Taiwan and Tibet. The measures were included in a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package that Mr. Trump signed Sunday evening. This is VOA News. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Trump signed that $2.3 billion spending bill Sunday, which had he previously criticized it as a disgrace. Included in it, the COVID relief bill, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The long-awaited COVID relief package that President Donald Trump threw in doubt is now law after Trump signed the $900 billion package Sunday at his private club in Florida. The bill includes $1.4 trillion to fund federal agencies through September and includes end-of-session priorities such as an increase in food stamp benefits. Trump held up the bill by demanding $2,000 relief checks instead of the $600 checks in the bill that passed both houses of Congress. In a written statement, Trump said he was sending back to Congress a redlined version of the bill with items he wants removed, but the bill as signed will not necessarily be changed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Without Trump's signature or passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight Monday. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle called on the president to sign the bill. British Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said Britain can look forward to the future with confidence now that it's agreed to a Brexit trade deal with the European Union.
We've got a good relationship with our friends in Europe, but it's also the case that Brexit means, as well as new opportunities, some specific challenges, because outside the single market and outside the customs union, there are new customs procedures that companies that are exporting to be familiar with.
A Saudi court Monday sentenced prominent activist Lujan al-Hathoul to 5 years and 8 months in prison for terrorism-related crimes, according to local media allowed to attend her trial. The women's rights activist was convicted of, quote, various activities prohibited by the anti-terrorism law, end quote, the pro-government online outlet Sabiq and other media outlets said. They added the court suspended 2 years and 10 months of the sentence, quote, if she does not commit any crime, end quote, within the next 3 years. A motion to appeal can be filed within 30 days. A fishing trawler sank in the northern Barents Sea Monday, the emergencies ministry said, and 17 people were feared dead. The ministry said rescue vessels were searching for survivors, but only two people had been rescued out of a 19-member crew. Authorities said the trawler sank due to an accumulation of ice. A 5.2 magnitude earthquake rattled central Croatia and Zagreb early Monday morning, the European Mediterranean Seismological Center said, damaging buildings outside the capital, but with no casualties reported. By remote, Diane Roberts.